Guard, this is KI-4MRA. How you doing again, sir?
Well, good evening again, Fred. I'm heading home. I had my eyes looked at, and he prescribed some new medicine for it, my right eye. And wait a couple of weeks, and if it heals up, I'm fine. If it doesn't, they got to do a biopsy, which does not sound a bit appealing to me.
It wouldn't sound appealing to me at all, but maybe this medicine will get you taken care of and you'll be down the right course.
So I probably reached up there in the night when that thing was infected and scratched it. And there's a scratch there in the corner of my eye. And I got my fingernails all cut back now. So maybe I won't get it again, Fred. Well, I just got out of there. I had to wait an hour, but they're really good folks there. Wade Hampton's packed down here, which I'm not surprised at 5:18. But what you up to, Fred?
29 towards Greer. Got a Cub Scout leader meet tonight, and I was going to ask you, you sure it was your nails and not the XYL?
I always tell people she slaps me around once a week whether I need it or not, and they always tell me I need it.
Copy that. Where are you at on Wade Hampton?
Springwell Church, and not far from the Mountain Creek Kitchen and Bath, and I think, gosh, this guy's got a stick shift. He about rolled back into me. not too far up there from St. Mark's Road, I guess.
I'm going down there. I can't never remember the name of the road. It's where McDonald's is and Benson dealership.
Further in the other direction than I am. I'm headed east. And I turn off there at Old Rutherford Road and take the shortcut back up. But it'll be packed tonight, too, I'm sure. I'd almost rather go down to Highway 14. Sometimes it's better, but I ain't never seen Wade Hampton like this. It's just bumper to bumper.
There's something special going on. Well, it could be a couple weekends after Christmas and everything, people just getting out and decompressing from the holidays. Could be that.
It's 5 o'clock, and then they're trying to get ahead of this storm coming in. But from what I see, we're just going to get rain out of it. Now, anywhere up by Landrum and north, they say they can get some pretty severe icing, especially Hendersonville.
I'm seeing, too. I don't want to deal with no ice. Thankfully, I don't have to work in the morning, so I'll be sitting in a nice, warm, cozy house watching it do whatever it's going to do.
Winter. Oh, I'm seeing a bunch of yellow lights up in front of me in the center lane. I don't know what in the heck they're doing up there. When do you fly anymore, Fred, or are you just the boatmaster?
That's the yellow lights I set up for them to get you when you came by. W2T said that.
What's up? No, I don't fly anymore. I gave up the loadmaster duties when I came out of there. I'm a lead rampaget now of my shift. I just basically point and park.
Go ahead, Rusty.
I'm talking to you, but I had turned the radio on, and there you were, Tom. So good afternoon to you and the other station, too. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, fine business, Rusty. Fred, this is KI-4MRA, Mike Romeo Alpha, if I got that right. And this dead burn car in front of me, Rusty, stick shift, and he rolls backwards at me every time. I'm getting a little nervous about that, and he goes back about 3 feet. I'm staying back. Anyways, used to be a loadmaster on a 747 and works out the airport, Rusty. And we just been reminiscing. Go ahead, Fred.
Rusty, this is KI-4MRA, Fred. I'm going to have to step out. I've got a phone call here coming in. I'll try to get back in before my destination, KI-4MRA.
Okay, well, glad to meet you, and hopefully we'll talk again. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Rusty, just getting back into it, and very, very interesting individual. enjoyed talking to him on the way down. I had to go down to Clem's and I and get this right eye checked again. Didn't seem like it was healing up. Now I'm caught in traffic out here on Wade Hampton up by the John Deere tractor place, St. Mark's Road. And I saw a sign here says something about St. Mark Road's closed to through traffic. Anyways, I don't have to turn there. But they said that give me some more medicine and put it in the eyelid. They think I may have scratched it, but if not, they're going to do a biopsy for cancer, of course. But I hope it don't come to that. I think I must have scratched it in my sleep because it was pretty itchy there for a while.
That'll happen. That will happen. So got to be careful about things like that, and it can happen. So other than that, what else you been up to today?
At 3:50, and I headed down there at 2:50 to give me plenty of time. Then I sat there for a full hour, and I just got out about 10 or 15 minutes ago. And just went out and got eggs this morning. Bernice is out there now. She should be back inside. She went out to get some eggs. Our new ones are starting to lay, by golly. We got, like, I don't know, 7 eggs the other day. A couple of days ago, as I was tickled to death. The other ones, they just all at once started laying 5 eggs. And then the new ones, they laid 2. So that's about as far uptown as you can get.
Got them for, my friend. So it's a good thing they're doing what they're supposed to do.
That's about time for them to start laying. They're called Isa Browns. And the other ones, let me turn this radio on down here. The other ones have been molting for a long time now, several months, and I was getting fed up with them. They don't know how close they come to getting in the frying pan. But at any rate, I don't want to block this intersection. Don't do that to me, folks. Dad, burn it. I'm almost in the middle of the intersection, but not quite. I'm barely past it. But somebody's blocking them from hitting me, thank God.
Hopefully you'll get everything done. You were talking about problems. We just got an email that went out from our preacher at church. And she's talking about she found out she's got pink eye in both eyes, brought on by a sinus infection. So she didn't like to be contagious Sunday, but since it's such a contagious illness, she don't want people to feel uncomfortable in her home. So therefore, she's moving the party, which we were having Sunday afternoon, to the following Sunday. So I guess our belated Christmas party will be belated another week.
I hear that. That stuff is contagious. Well, I had no other place I could have turned, but I'm seeing up here, back about a block this way from Joyce Fireworks, there is a plethora of red lights in this lane. The other lane's moving fine. So that's what the problem is.
Between the wreck that was on I-95 when I was trying to get out of Jacksonville yesterday morning, coming through Jacksonville, they had a wreck. The road where I was going up was like 4 lanes across, or 3 lanes across, and there was a kind of a service lane next to the center median where the concrete things were, and then there, you know, of course, on the outside lane is a place to pull off if you got a problem. Well, it was one car up against the concrete in the center. There was a car sitting behind it with lights on it to keep anybody from hitting it. That was blocking that all the way inside lane a little bit, and everything was lagging. And then on the outside, beyond the extreme right-hand lane, there was a pickup truck sitting over there on the side of the road. Its right front wheel was missing. The front end of it was kind of caved in. It was kind of canted over. And if it had gone about 3 more feet to the left, to the right, it would have rolled down the embankment because all of this occurred right where people get on and get off the interstate. Go figure.
Sir, my, that sounded like a bad one. Well, they had some bad ones here over the holiday weekends, I'll tell you for sure. Dang, people keep coming up in the other lane and wanting to cut in front of all of us. Red light there. Don't know how to do this, but they...
You dropped into the dead zone.
We're up one notch. I'm cutting in a hole up here, though, Rusty.
Down Wade Hampton Boulevard or anywhere close to it, any number of holes along that road.
They're all still doing it, even though there's no room for them. Come on, lady, get in there. Come on. I'll let you in. I always flash my high beams at them a few times and let them in, but it gets very...
get people to do what you want them to do when you want them to do it, things would be fine. But, you know, it's hard to do that sometimes, letting people in. And also, there were times on my trip back yesterday, there was a time that I didn't let somebody in because the dumb guy was a big old tractor trailer driver, and he had been cutting in, and he had been changing lanes trying to get a little further forward with as the traffic was moving. And he suddenly decided he was got caught back behind another truck, and it was slowing down. And me and the guy behind me decided, heck no, you weren't getting back in our lane again to block it. So we both eased on up beside him, so we were blocking the extreme left-hand lane, and we went on by, and he had to wait a while before he could get out of where he was.
They do it all the time, and the thing of it is, for a mile here, you can see those red lights, and they know that they can't get in the left lane. And they still run up there just as fast as they can, right up to the fire trucks, and then try to squeeze in front of us. And it's just sheer stupidity. But they walk among us and they drive among us.
Hey, you got that right. I guess you're headed home now.
Home. And I don't have much feelings for these guys now, not when they can see it that far away. There's just no reason for it. Well, what have you been up to today? Did you get your thing leveled up?
And he's coming Wednesday or Thursday, depending upon what the weather is next week. And then I can line up the guy to come repair my roof. So things are starting to progress a little bit more.
Yes, I'm glad to hear it. Well, you come back just in time for the big ice storm. Supposedly it won't be any further south than Landrum, and I hope they're right.
You and me both. That's all I got to say about that. And all the power goes off over here, I'm gonna come over and move into your basement. You got a generator, so you'll have lights and everything over there.
Uh-oh, here comes a bunch of sirens. Maybe there was injuries. I don't know. I just hope to get out with my hide in one piece. I'm almost up to the fire truck, so I might see what's going on.
They don't have to try to do something for you when you get up there close to them.
Truck there in front of that lighting place, and it got T-boned. Well, not quite. Got hit right in the right front quadrant, and there's not much left of it. So I wouldn't be surprised if the ambulances are on the way. Yeah, that's what it is. They're coming up behind me.
They're not coming for you. That's the best thing you can think about it.
For that, I'll tell you for sure. Go, people, go, and we'll all make it around this corner successfully. Oh, I got to turn off of Wade Hampton here at Josie's. Well, it wouldn't have been so bad, Rust, if they hadn't had that wreck up there, I found out. I couldn't figure out why the traffic on six lanes... Our three lanes were blocked up to one lane.
That was kind of, this was, they were allowing people to get by, and you could get by a little bit on the one at the main, but it took me almost 30 minutes to go a distance of about 8.5 to 9 miles yesterday morning. So that doesn't do anything for your gas mileage, and it doesn't do anything for your blood pressure and all those other things, you know.
Ain't that the truth? Well, they made a great road out of this one. You can cut across on past Dave Watson's place. It's really nice now. I don't know how much more repair they got to do on it, but they weren't out here today, and so Dave told me it was clear all the way, so that's the one I took. And I'm going to wait till whenever Wally World calls, I'll have to answer it for the prescription and probably drop you off here. Well, I didn't really think they'd get it done that quick, to be honest with you.
Sometimes they'll surprise you. I'm looking at a clock that somebody posted on Facebook, and it says military time. At the 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock positions on the clock face, it has the word wait, W-A-I-T. And at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, from 10 o'clock, it has the two words, hurry up. Does that sound like military time?
No, absolutely. Without any question. I had the hardest time. It took me a long time to figure out Zulu, and that's what everything went when you were logging things, when you were in a flight crew. And they never really explained that well. But at any rate, we're like Larry the Cable Guy. We got her done.
As bad as logging in messages when you pick them up when you were on duty, like when I had duty sessions down there at Mine Force headquarters. Of course, the Naval Station's communications center was located on the second floor of our building and everything there. So what it meant was that if we were on duty and one of the admirals on the base that got a message that had to be delivered to them right then and there, it usually meant one of my people, me or one of my people, and usually it was me because I had the proper clearances for most of this stuff, would end up having to go up, sign for it, make sure I got the right Zulu time in there, sign for it again, then take it down to where whichever admiral's house was getting it, have them sign for it there, take my receipt back to the radio station and turn it back in. So that was always fun. And if there was a response, I had to wait while they did the response up, put it back in the secure envelope, and then I have to carry that bag and log that back in. So that was also some of the fun stuff of catching duty when the Naval Station's radio center is in your command's building.
How that goes. I definitely know how that goes. Anytime we studied electronic countermeasures, it was in a special room, and everything in there was yellow. I remember seeing some, that was secret, but everything that was top secret had red on it, and I didn't have any clearance for that. But, and then anything that involved acoustical warfare, that was secret. And I remember when I was in boot camp, there was a kid who wanted to be a jet mechanic. And I never would have dreamed this. I guess as I got older, I figured out why. But him and some other kids went for a joyride down in New Mexico, and they got caught. And so he had a record. And he wanted to be a jet mechanic and went all through boot camp thinking he was going to get to be one. Come to find out, you had to have a secret clearance to work on jet engines. And therefore, I think he wound up chipping paint or cleaning heads.
Well, at A school, one of the things you had to be able to do is you had to be able to graduate from A school and be stationed. You had to have your top secret clearance had to be approved and issued before you completed A school, because all of the stations we were going to, the data processing people were sent to, were all in situations, since this was during the Vietnam era, that, you know, you were going to be handling all kinds of stuff like that. And then on top of that, once I got where I was going, they added a crypto clearance to mine so I could, when I was ahead of the watch, at doing duty. So go figure it all out.
This is Andrew LTR. Yeah, our radio man had a crypto clearance. And if I'd walk up front and sit in the forward observer seat in the bigger plane I was in, I'd be talking to him there, resting a little while, and every time a message would come in, he had to get out a book and figure out what it was.
I'm just glad all of my job was, had to do with was just delivering those things when they needed to be delivered. So, you know, after that, it got to be a better deal. And we went and all that, but a lot of that stuff came through us back then. And, of course, a lot of the stuff we handled where we were movements of mine force equipment and deep personnel and things a lot that went through my computer department, so that kind of took care of a lot of things I might be then all that I still had to get. Still get letters every now and again. Hopefully this will be this next year will be the last year I get them, because I think the time has finally run out on it, of stuff we handled that can no longer be, which is no longer considered something you can't talk about anymore.
We had to sign some kind of sheet, I remember that, in the old days. Oh, boy, I don't think I can get behind this car up here, so I'm going to have to wait another light. They're all jammed up down here at the stoplight down here below our house, about a mile.
Be careful out there, and I'm going to let you go so you can pay attention to where you're driving. We don't want you to become one of those statistics. I'll talk to you later. You have a good evening and say hello to Bernice for me. And if I don't talk to you, have a good weekend. But hopefully I'll talk to you. NZLTRWU2T.
Yeah, if I can ever get around here, you see four or five cars going home. Now it's bumper to bumper. This is NZLTR 73.